When we hear the word bullying, what comes to mind? Kids on a playground or teenagers posting hateful comments online? What about grown-ups? This past week has given us revelations into the locker rooms of professional football players, where grown men who earn millions of dollars trash talk, play pranks, and take on the role of drill instructor with new recruits. The antics of NFL teammates don't look like the office culture that I'm used to, but is it bullying? Jonathan Martin has left the Miami Dolphins football team and has sent a list of allegations to the managers of that team about incidents against him by Richie Incognito, who has a checkered history of assault charges and team dismissals, though well-liked by his fellow Dolphins. Among the allegations that Martin makes are repeated threats and assaults, as well as pressure to pay thousands of dollars for dinners for the team and a trip to Las Vegas. Team players say that this type of good-natured ribbing is meant for team building and bonding. However, the nail in Incognito's coffin may be a voicemail in which he threatens Martin and uses a racial slur. What are Martin's legal rights if these allegations are true, and not just a strategy, as has been rumored? Does the law protect against adult bullying? Almost every state has a statute that prohibits bullying, but all of these statutes address conduct within the K-12 school system. For example, Illinois has an anti-bullying law which states that no student shall be subjected to bullying during any school-sponsored education program or activity or via a school computer or a school computer network. Bullying is even defined as an act directed toward a student to place a student in fear of harm, affect the student's health, or substantially interfere with the student's academic performance. What bothers us as a society about bullying is that we understand that our kids are trapped for many hours during the day in a place they have no ability to leave. Moreover, they are in this place for the important goal of learning. Kids can't escape the bullies by leaving, and we want them to stay and be able to learn. What about hazing? Many commentators have used this word to describe the behavior of NFL players. We know that in some college organizations, pledges endure rites of passage at the hands of their senior brothers and sisters in order to build organizational pride and loyalty. But at some point, these rites of passage can cross the line into hazing, pressuring club members into doing things that are dangerous and harmful. Illinois, like other states, has an anti-hazing law, but it again limits the definition of hazing to any act by a student for the purpose of induction or admission into any group, if such act results in bodily harm to the person. Again, this law reflects a concern for young people, students, at an educational institution where they may be pressured due to their immaturity and locked-in presence at a place designed for their education and formation. However, adults out in the world have the ability to go, stay, come back, and influence the policies of their workplaces, their clubs, their gyms, and other adult-centered places. Our workplace laws guard against discrimination and sexual assault, but not general meanness. The law assumes that adults have developed well enough to cope and adjust to the everyday pressures of the adult world. Martin isn't in middle school or even a college fraternity. He's in a workplace. In this workplace, grown men are paid a lot of money to be aggressive and even violent. Few should be surprised that off the field, the men seem more gladiator than accountant. Martin's only legal redress, besides whatever NFL rules or policies are in place, is intentional infliction of emotional distress, a tort which provides liability for actions that are extreme and outrageous and designed to cause and do cause severe emotional distress. What a court would have to decide is, given the workplace culture, were Incognito's actions extreme and outrageous? We will see. This is Christine Hurt.